Welcome back. We are up to Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 5, Mishnah 1 of Maseches Pesachim. Back in the day, this Mishnah, this part of the Masechta was actually known as Maseches Pesach Sheni. And the reason why is because it talks about the halachos of the Korban Pesach, so not the holiday of Pesach, but of the Korban Pesach. So says the Mishnah, Tamed Nishchat B'shmone Omechza V'kariv B'teisha Omechza. The afternoon Tamid offering was shechted on ordinary days at 8.5 hours into the day after the sunrise and brought at 9.5 hours, meaning burned on the altar 9.5 hours. But Barvei Pesachim Nishchatz B'sheva U'mechza V'kariv B'shmona U'mechza. And on Pesach, everything was pushed up an hour because they needed more time to offer the Pesach offering after the Tamid. So the Tamid was shechted at 7.5 hours and brought on the Mizbech at 8.5 hours. Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos, and the Tamid was brought at these times, both on weekdays and on Shabbos. And so even though less time was needed on Shabbos because no private offerings were brought, the weekday schedule was kept so as to avoid any sort of a confusion. After the Pesach was offered in the Beis HaMikdash, so the meat was brought to Yerushalayim where it would be eaten and roasted, etc. So when Erev Pesach fell on Erev Shabbos, it had to be roasted before Shabbos to allow the time to roast before, nightfall comes. So Chal Erev Pesach leos Erev Shabbos, so when Erev Pesach fell on Friday, Nishchat b'sheishu mechza v'kariv b'shev mechza, the Tamid was shechted at 6.5 hours and brought on the Mizbeach at 7.5 hours, Pesach acharav. And in all cases, the Pesach was brought after the Tamid, right? So in other words, since it was on Erev Shabbos and all the cooking had to be done before Shabbos, so everything was basically just pushed up an additional hour in order to enable more time to finish the roasting before Shabbos actually begins. That was Mishnah Aleph. Now on to Mishnah Beis. HaPesach sheshchato shelo lishmo. If you have a korban Pesach that a person shechted not for its own sake, meaning with the intention that it be like for a different offering and not for the korban Pesach, v'kibal v'hilech v'zarak shelo lishmo, or if he received the blood in a kli, if he brought the blood to the mizbeach, or if he threw it on the mizbeach, did any of these things not for its own sake, o lishmo v'shelo lishmo, or if he began one of these things for its own sake, but he continued it not for its own sake, o shelo lishmo v'lishmo, or if he did the reverse, he began one of these things not for its own sake and then continued it for its own sake, pasul. In all these cases, whether he performed one avoda or even just one part of, one part of the avoda for the sake of another karban, the karban Pesach is not going to be kosher. The Mishnah gives an example. So keitzad lishmo v'shelo lishmo, what's an example of beginning an avoda for its own sake and then continuing not for its own sake, l'shem Pesach, l'shem shlamim? If a person began the avoda for the sake of the karban Pesach and continued it for the sake of a shlamim, shelo lishmo v'lishmo, what's an example of doing it not for its own sake at the beginning and then for its own sake at the end, l'shem shlamim, l'shem Pesach? One began the avoda for the sake of a shlamim offering and he continued doing it for the sake of a Pesach at the end. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel. Have a wonderful day.